Chris Lurton here, and welcome to the local spotlight here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. My guest today, kind of a local girl, moved away, but she's come back and opened a business, Lisa Bridgewater. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
Yes. Now, Lisa, before we get into your business, all right?
Okay.
Right now, where do you live?
In Jupiter, Florida.
Jupiter, Florida. It's a little warmer there in Jupiter.
It's a lot warmer there.
Yes. And so are you a Cardinal fan?
Of course. My husband and I love the Cardinals.
Is that why you ended up going to Jupiter or moving in, you know, that to that town? Because there are a lot of options in Florida.
No. My husband was in the military. He just retired last year. And one of my customers told me that Jupiter, Florida was the up and coming of Florida. And so I bought rental property there a few years ago. And so we moved into a rental property that we fixed up.
Oh, I see. And so do you find yourself going to the beach much that you live there in Florida?
Never.
Never?
I don't like sand.
Yeah.
But I love the warm weather. And I'm a pool person, not a beach person. You have pond people, you have beach people, and you have pool people. I'm a pool person.
So, you know, I know you're just down the road from Mar-a-Lago. Do you ever go there for dinner or anything like that?
Not yet, but next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on next week?
It's a military charity event we're going to at Mar-a-Lago.
Ah, all right. So you graduated, you went to Carrollton, grew up in Carrollton, right?
Yes.
And graduated and went to college?
Yep. My husband and I both went to Lewis and Clark. We went to school together. We started at Lewis and Clark. We actually got married while we were still at Lewis and Clark. We both picked up an undergraduate degree at Lindenwood over in St. Charles, Missouri,
mm-hmm.
before he wanted to go back in the military. And
yeah.
He did 4 years enlisted in the Army. And then after college, he wanted to go back in the military as an officer. So he went in the Navy.
Ah,
and so
good.
Then since then, we've been moving all over the country.
Oh, okay. Yes. And do you have children?
We do. We have Paige, who's 25, and Shelby's 27. And they both live in Orlando.
Okay.
One of our other rental properties.
All right. Well, that's nice. And now, you're opening a place in Carrollton called the Carrollton Laundry and Lounge. And you said you're hoping to open at the end of the year.
By the end of the year. We've had a few setbacks, but we're hoping, fingers crossed, that we can be open by the end of this year.
Okay. Now, have you had a history of being in the laundry business or the lounge business, or what did you do? What was your occupations over the years?
Well, my husband was military. He's been in the Navy for the last 26 years. And I've actually been working as a pharmaceutical rep in the aesthetic industry for the last several years, selling neurotoxins and fillers. I worked for the makers of Botox for years and then went to two competitors. But I'm actually with a company right now in aesthetics. That's my job. But my husband, with him retiring from the military, we wanted to have something that we love passive income. So we have some real estate, but I'm like you, I like passive income. So I thought the best passive income to have is a laundromat, because you're not going to get rich off of it, but it's a little bit of passive income. They're not a lot of work. So we started looking for laundromats in Florida, and, some of them were really expensive, or some of them that weren't that expensive needed a lot of work. And I started thinking, if we buy a laundromat, I want to make sure I own the building too. Because if you don't own the building, you could get kicked out.
Yep.
Or they could raise your rent. You're at their whim. So I decided we're going to have to buy the building if we buy a laundromat. Well, then the cost is even more money.
Yes.
And out of the blue, I have a sister and a brother still live in Carrollton. And
yeah.
out of the blue, my brother called me, and I haven't talked to him. He's never called me. I've called him, but he's never, ever called me. He called me out of the blue. I'm like, hey, what's going on, Jeff? He goes, nothing. He goes, there's nothing to do here in Carrollton. He goes, we don't even have a laundromat anymore. And bells in my head went ding, 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 ding.
Oh, my. Is that funny?
And so I'm like, I told my husband, I go, we should get a building in Carrollton and put in a laundromat. It would be great for the town. And I go, this will get us a chance to try our hands at owning a laundromat.
You don't have to be there.
No, because it's passive income. Laundromats are easy. So then I'm like, okay, Let me see, have my sister Chris start looking around for buildings. So I called her after I spoke to Jeff and I said, Chris, hey, do you know of any buildings for sale in Carrollton? And she goes, why? What do you want to do? I go, oh, nothing, because I didn't want her to make fun of me. And I go, I don't know. I'm just thinking, looking for passive income. I don't know. We'll see. And she's like, you know what the town needs? The town needs a laundromat. I go, okay, that's exactly what I was wanting to do. And I go, if I do it, I'll have you manage it because I'm not moving back to the cold. I exactly. love Florida. And so so she started looking for a place for me to buy. But then it was like 2 days later, I saw somebody post online that they were auctioning three buildings off on the square. And I'm like, okay, this is just falling into place.
Yeah,
this
is meant to be. You know, it's funny how things happen like that.
Yeah, that was meant to be. So then we went to, we did the auction, but we did it online from Florida. Uh-huh. And no one bid against us. So we got the buildings. And I think it's a great thing for the town. We're going to make the buildings look nice. And
yeah.
And so we started off as just being a laundromat, but now it's growing to a little bit more than that.
Well, fantastic. So this laundromat, I know you have some different it's going to be a little different. It's going to be have like four sections or something in it.
Yeah. So we decided, so it started off just being a laundromat, but then everyone we talked to, everybody had a different input. One person was like, well, it'd be nice if you had somewhere to go sit and relax. And so, and then another person was like, it would be great if you had something for the kids. And then my sister is like, we ought to add video poker. So now we took up the all three, the first floor on all three buildings. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a laundromat in the far back of the middle building. Up front will be a lounge area. So it's going to have a small walk-up bar. It's going to have vending machines for, we have a coffee vending machine. We have where you get, I think there were like dozens of different types of coffee you can get out of it. One for soft drinks and snacks. There's going to be tables with TV, jukebox, everything will be right there. But then off to the side, you go through these doors. You got one on the right where you can go through, and it's an arcade. We got some of the most amazing games.
Really?
Yeah. We have a Jurassic Park game, which is supposed to be a really big hit. We've got a boxing game. We've got foosball, ski ball, crane machines, coin pushers. We're going to have all kinds of things. We'll also have a party room back there. So if people want to have a little party back there, we'll have a separate little party room where people can go back there and have a little party room.
Will they like rent the room for a little bit? Or
you know what? We probably won't charge for that room because, uh-huh. you know, people are going to be there. I look at it this way. They're going to use the arcade.
Right.
But we'll probably have to have it where you have to reserve it. That way not everybody's fighting for the spot.
Okay. In your arcade room, how many different games or pieces of equipment will you think you'll have approximately?
So right now, I think I've purchased 12 nice machines, really cool machines. Believe it or not, when I think of arcade, I think of pinball machines. Everybody uh-huh. said don't do pinball machines. They break down too much and people really don't play them that much. So we got some really nice pieces of equipment that came in. But right now we have 12. We're still in construction. So after we have everything in place, we're going to look and see if we can fit any more. Mm-hmm. But right now there's 12 big machines.
My brother, Jeff, I don't know if you know Jeff Lorton. He operates the Aries.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I, for two Februaries in a row, I went with him. There's a big arcade kind of game entertainment convention that goes on in Orlando.
I was there last 2 weeks ago.
Did you?
Yes.
Now that's crazy,
that's
isn't
awesome.
It?
Awesome.
Isn't that neat?
That was so fun. I can't wait to go back next year.
Yeah, it is so fun because you just go from one. You just keep going. All the things you can do.
You need days to go through it, though. You can't just do it in a day.
No. Yeah. Well, we spent a couple days there.
Yeah. I only had a couple hours, so I went during because I went in between customers, and I'm like, I wish I had 2 days to go through this because it was so fun.
Yeah, you can buy, I mean, roller coasters,
it's there.
Blow up. I never saw so many of those blow up bounce houses.
Yeah, there was animated like dinosaurs there that you could buy, and I was like, I called Chris. I go, we could get an animated dinosaur, but where would we put it? There's nowhere to put it. We're running out of room.
Yeah, it's neat.
Yeah,
it's really neat.
So the arcade will have it, like I said, about 12. Things, but we will, if we have room, we'll add more. And then pretty soon we'll have on the other side, we're going to have our video poker, which is all the areas are kind of private.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to see because I know some people don't want to see the video poker. Some people may not want to see the arcade. But you have to go from room to room to get to each little section. So they're kind of, they're distinctly separate.
And no issues with the liquor license or anything like
that?
We
already have our liquor license. Really, it's the holdup is a little bit of the plumbing. So we had a plumber that came and then decided that the job was too big for him after he was supposed to start. So now we're back to getting bids on plumbers. As soon as we have our plumber nailed down, then we should be able to wrap it up.
I see. What kind of how many games you gonna have in the video poker? Can I have like
I think six.
Six.
Yeah, I think that's what you're. That's the what they
maximum.
Told us. Yeah.
Yeah, six. And how about in the lounge? A small lounge.
You say? So the lounge area is gonna have. Well, I bought four tables with four chairs to go around each table. I don't know. We'll see if we can fit them all in. And then there will be three vending machines and a small walk-up bar. It's not going to be a bar that you could sit at. We're not going to put bar stools there. It's just a small walk-up bar to get your drinks. And then all three areas, except for the laundromat, will have a TV.
Yeah, should be great. Add a lot to the square.
Yeah, I think it'll be a little fun area. It's a great side of the square. Plenty of parking over there. It's right between the Carrollton Bank and the Mexican restaurant, and there's lots of parking. And eventually, what we'd like to do is have a small parking lot out back. So if people don't want to walk through the lounge to get to the laundromat, we'll have a small area where they can go straight to the laundromat.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Lisa Bridgewater, who's opening up the new Carrollton Laundry and Lounge in Carrollton, and it's on the west side of the square. Which is great, yeah. You know. So it's kind of funny though how that happened, how you ended up coming to Carrollton. Has Carrollton changed since you've been away for a while? No,
not really. It feels exactly the same to me. I will come to town. It hasn't changed. There is a little flashing light by the school. I said that's it. That's the only thing I noticed. That was a big difference.
Okay. And you don't have any other laundromats, you said?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. But you do have other rental properties?
Yeah, just a few rental properties in Florida.
Just in Florida. In Jupiter or all over?
No. Well, the house we live in now was a rental property. And then we have one in Port St. Lucie and then one in Orlando.
Okay. Now, what's your philosophy on rentals? What are you thinking on rentals? Why do you suggest that's a good avenue to go for people that are... investing wise.
So I will say, I tell people all the time, my biggest regret is selling our houses because my husband was military and we'd move every couple of years. We always bought, but we'd always sell. I wish we would have kept every single property and rented them out. Because the one thing is, you're not going to get like super rich, but it's great passive income. Mm-hmm. And over the long haul, the value of rental, the value of those properties are going to continue slowly going up. And so does your rent. The rent continues to go up. So I wish we would have kept them all.
Yeah, that is the nice thing about rentals.
Yeah.
You know, that they continue to, because when you think about it, especially you probably bought when the interest rates were a little lower.
Yep.
Yep. And you know, so you got interest, your payments are lower. And then you're still at that same value that you bought it at. But as time goes on, it just keeps
keep
escalating. And especially in Florida. Everybody's going to Florida.
I know. It's because of the warm weather. It's step outside right now. It's so cold here.
Yes, it is. It is very cold here for sure. Yeah, that's probably a big switch for you.
Yeah, usually when we're outside and it's 70 degrees, I have to go back in the house and get a jacket. So it's really cold.
So what do you do? Do you just run your properties? Is that what you do for a job?
No, my husband. So after he retired, he actually worked for a defense contractor, Fairbanks Morris Defense. And then I actually work for another pharmaceutical company, Prolinium, doing facial aesthetics.
Okay. How about facial aesthetics? Tell me about that.
So basically you have neurotoxins and fillers. Neurotoxins take care of dynamic wrinkles in your face. So neurotoxins are like Botox or Dysport. And they're for the upper third of your face to relax the muscles. So since the muscles are relaxed, you're holding your skin flat. The lower two-thirds of the face doesn't really have a lot to do with muscle movement. It has to do with as we age, we lose collagen, elastin, tissue breakdown. And so they use facial fillers to kind of put everything back in place.
I see. Now, you get shots of it? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So neurotoxin you get usually about every 3 to 4 months. Those are the dynamic wrinkles. And the lower two-thirds of the face with filler, anywhere between, you know, I always say it depends, somewhere between a year, year and a half, you're going to just do touch-ups.
Okay.
So usually with those, it's like the first time you're getting filled to completion. And then after that, it's like, you know, doing maintenance, little maintenance.
Now, something like this, this wouldn't necessarily be covered on insurance,
correct? No, it's all
cash. This is all cash, right? So what does, what's it typically cost to have something like that done?
So it depends on the person, right? Yeah. So there's three things, you know, one's your age, right? And then the other one is your lifestyle, because lifestyle will make a big difference. And some's genetics. So there's three things that age your face, and it looks at how long did you put it off. So if you start when you're a little bit younger and keep it maintained, it's a little bit easier. But if you wait a while, you're going to need more than...
When you say younger, like 20, 30?
Believe it or not, people in their 20s get neurotoxin in their face. Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. Okay. And they all love their lips done. Yeah. Everybody likes bigger lips.
Yes. So you get that, you get it done, and then you get touch-ups.
Yeah, exactly. Just do, yeah, I always tell people, it's like putting gas in your car. It's not like you're full, and then all of a sudden one day empty. You have a progressive, and you know, loss, a gradual loss. So just wait. You don't want to wait until your tank's completely empty. Just go in every once in a while and get a little touch-up.
Okay.
Get tweaks.
But back to my first question. I mean, mm-hmm. I know you're, what kind of investment is that? What would you say?
If somebody wanted to go get injectables, if they're just getting a neurotoxin, they're probably going to spend under $1,000. But if they're okay. if they're going to go get neurotoxin and then the lower two thirds of their face done, probably plan on spending about $5,000, anywhere between 3 and 5.
I got you. All right. Well, I just know that you're an authority on this, and I just kind of wanted some insight. You know, I thought the listeners would appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. So you're going to live in Florida, and mm-hmm. you have your sister run the place.
Yep, she's going to be running it.
Yeah. So you have some cameras, you can keep track of everything, what's going on?
Yeah, we do have cameras everywhere. We have cameras in every single room, and Chris is pretty good. She has her own cleaning company, Christine. And then she...
she'll keep the place clean. That's nice.
She better keep it clean. I said, I go, Chris, we've got to keep it clean or I'm going to have to fire the cleaning people. But yeah, Chris is going to be managing it and taking care of all the bank stuff. And
okay.
I told her once it's up and running, I don't want to think about it.
That's right. Well, what's the theme of the place? You got a theme going on?
I think kind of an industrial look. Everything's black and white with a little bit of an industrial touch. And then we're going to have 4 apartments at the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. How big are the apartments going to be?
2 of them will be 1 bedroom. There'll be 1 2 bedroom and 1 3 bedroom.
And is that work being done, or are they already rented right now?
No, they're not rented now. We just gutted them.
Okay.
They're completely gutted. And so now after we get the businesses up and going, we'll start working on them.
So, how about with plumbing upstairs? Is that all intact?
Yeah. So we'll probably have to do some plumbing upstairs too. So whoever we hire for plumbing we'll hire them to do the upstairs as well.
Yeah. Get that all roughed in.
Yeah.
Just a tip.
Yeah.
Get the upstairs roughed in before you open.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So you want that. Well, Lisa, it's been fun. Best of luck to you. Any words of wisdom to folks out there? We talked earlier. You've had several different occupations since you graduated. Tell us about that a little bit, about how you enjoyed that.
Yeah. So I was very fortunate. Some people don't look at it this way. My husband was military, so we had to move every 2 to 3 years. So I had to reinvent myself every 2 to 3 years. But I say it's not about the destination. It's about how you get there. And the tip I would give people is just enjoy the moment. Because I don't think I appreciated each moment at that time. But I got to have so many different careers. I worked
in... What didn't you enjoy?
What didn't I enjoy?
I mean, the fact that you didn't enjoy the moment. Give me a moment.
Well, it's not that I didn't enjoy it. I just don't think that I appreciated it as much. I enjoyed it for sure. But I'm like, oh, I wish I could do that again. I wish I could do this again.
If you did it again, you'd do this or that, right?
I would spend, you know, every time we move somewhere new, I wish I would have went out and done more than what I did. We did go out and do a lot, but I wish I would have just even planned more and got out to see as much as I possibly could.
So now, your suggestion is, whatever age you're at, whatever age, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Do more. Enjoy
the moment.
Yeah, enjoy it all.
Yeah, and enjoy the moment. Get out and see as much as you possibly can, because there's so many amazing things out there. Especially now, get online, see what's around. Go see something you haven't seen before, and enjoy every minute.
Well, and especially come to Carrollton and enjoy the new Laundry and Lounge in Carrollton for sure when it
definitely
opens. For sure. All right. Well, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you for having me.